Welcome to the Life Notes Podcast. This is the 38th in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This episode is Peace, Be Still. The Gospel reading is from Mark chapter 4, verse 39. He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace, be still. Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. Jesus had been teaching to a crowd on the banks of the Sea of Galilee. Evening came, and Jesus said to his disciples, Let us go across to the other side. Jesus fell asleep in the back of the boat when a great windstorm arose and threatened to swamp the boat. His disciples woke him up and said, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? Jesus got up and rebuked the wind, saying to the sea, Peace, be still. The wind stopped blowing, and there was a dead calm. Jesus said to his disciples, Why are you afraid? Have you no faith? How many times in life have we felt beaten and drenched by the winds and rain of life's challenges and wondered, Lord, do you not care that I am perishing? Serious health issues, suffering loved ones, job insecurities, troubled relationships, bills piling up. Name any issue, and many people experience the feeling of drowning under that particular pressure. Difficult times seem to attract more difficult times. Old wives' tales like God will never give you more than you can handle are discouraging at best, if not patently false. Even so, Jesus looks out over our situation and says, Peace, be still. In my experience, the seas have always calmed, although seldom on my timeline. During the calm after the storm, I hear Jesus patiently whisper, Have you no faith? And yet, this is our journey. Iron is sharpened by iron, and our faith is strengthened by our challenges. Anyone can be faithful when life is easy. Life, however, is never smooth for long. Our emotions rise and fall like the waves, turbulent and rough one moment, and smooth as glass the next. We tend to believe we have life under control during our moments of calm, only to experience something that sends us flailing in the waves again. We become victims of our emotions unless and until we learn to rise above the turbulence of our surroundings to the dead calm of Christ. A little understood fact of life is that there is no security, no stability, and no calm outside of our total reliance upon the provision of God. There is no bank account large enough, no home solid enough, no body healthy enough, no relationship strong enough to stand against every storm that may come. There is no insurance policy comprehensive enough to assure the restoration of life to a previous state. Everything of the earth deteriorates and dies, as has been true for billions of years. Our world is in a state of constant flux as God creates and recreates new life in its stunning diversity. If we are unwilling to consciously change with our surroundings, we will be worn down like a boulder stubbornly fixed in the middle of a raging river. The wearing down over time, however, will not be the fault of the river or the rock. It is simply the nature of creation. Perhaps when Jesus looked out over the stormy sea and said, Peace, be still, it was as much a command to his frightened disciples as it was to the sea. Trust me, I've got this, may be another helpful translation. Yes, life will be rough, but it is our own resistance to what is that makes it so. It is our lack of faith that is on display, not God's lack of care for who we are at our essence, which is eternal. Some changes to our world, hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, fires, cause immeasurable suffering to many of the individual lives who inhabit it. But life as a whole survives and thrives. Individual life on earth was never intended to be permanent because the earth must continually redistribute the elements that compose our bodies and all of creation into new life forms. We are blind to the grace of every circumstance because we mourn what we believe we have lost instead of rejoicing in what is gained. Jesus' words, Peace, be still, are a directive, calling us to trust God's sometimes raging river. When we strap ourselves in and commit to enjoying the ride wherever it takes us, we are less likely to be consumed by the seeming tragedies that occur along the way. We too will perish in God's stormy sea one day. Paradoxically, only then will we truly know the peace of Christ. Until that day, faith is our best option. You have been listening to the Life Notes Podcast. I invite you to my website, contemplatinggrace.com, where you will find books, music, and archives of My Life Notes and podcasts. Until next time, this is Greg Hildenbrand, wishing you peace and every good.